A controversial plan related to schools in Montgomery County appears to be moving forward, and a lot of parents aren't too happy about it.
The choice before you will shape how Montgomery County approaches school planning for decades.
If decades of deferred investment justify eliminating a school rather than modernizing it, then no school, not Sims, not Magruder, not Damascus, is safe.
That was at a crowded Montgomery County School Board meeting today. The county superintendent, Thomas Taylor, is now recommending new boundary lines that would move Rockville's Wooten High School into the new Crown High School in Gaithersburg. The school board is going to hold some work sessions and public hearings now, and a final vote is expected by the end of next month. Any changes would take effect for the 2027-28 school year. It's a proposal facing strong pushback from the Wooten community, but the superintendent, Thomas Taylor, says relocating Wooten would allow students and staff to move into a modern facility, while the current Wooten Parkway campus is used as a holding site for other schools that are going through construction. Bethesda Today reporter Ashlyn Campbell is covering the story. She joined us to talk more about it.
I talked to Adam Van Grack, who's a Rockville City Council member, after the recommendation came out, and he said he was disappointed. I also talked to the PTSA president at Wooten, who said he was also disappointed and was kind of shocked that the superintendent made that recommendation. I think there's many in the Wooten community that are kind of upset about this. I talked to the superintendent, and he said that there are others in the community, though, that have a different perspective and don't necessarily agree that the move is a totally bad thing. I know at one point I talked to people at a PTSA meeting who said having a new building would be nice, but there are definitely a lot of very vocal people who are upset about the recommendation to move to Gaithersburg.
For those who are vocal in their opposition, why are they upset? What is their main reason for having so much passion to actually go out to a board meeting and speak out against it?
I think there's a lot of people who don't want the school culture or community to change. And I know there's also people who are concerned that it might be a little bit farther out for them to go to Gaithersburg instead of a school that is a little bit closer to them in Rockville. I think a lot of people move to certain areas because they want to go to certain schools.
So in other words, these families, they all have their routine set. They know where the school is, but they feel like the rug is being pulled out from under them with this.
Yeah, they would like to stay in their school community and they don't want a lot of things to change. A lot of people say, like, I bought this house in this area to go to this certain school. They don't want to move to a different school in Gaithersburg.
You mentioned there was some surprise that the county superintendent, Thomas Taylor, came out in strong support of this now all of a sudden. Did it seem like it was moving in that direction, or did that blindside families also?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of hard to tell. There were a lot of different options. This was maybe not a last minute thing, but was a newer development in the boundary study because they came out with several different options and then the superintendent made the recommendation. So I think it was kind of a shock. Like, this wasn't something that he had proposed or talked about originally, and now they had included it in the options. This was not an option that was super expected, especially with the way that the boundary study was going on before.